Dower back to pass, floats it to the end zone.
Caught for the touchdown! Nuss Bohannon out of deflection, stayed with it. Bohannon pulls it in for the score. And with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter of play, Lorraine extends the advantage. It's now a 12-0 Titan lead.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Now this is the interview that Joe Bach from WLCS TV 20 Lorraine City Schools Television has been waiting for.
Patiently waiting.
Yes, boy. Standing there in his shorts for the last 2.5 hours. We're all thankful that he's behind the camera with those shorts on. Look at Dave McFarland saying, I got to put sunglasses on. I can't look at this. Always great to have Dave McFarland joining us here at Wolfie's as part of our 2016 high school football preview show. Tim Elkhorn with you, along with Dave McFarland's favorite sportscaster, Rob Polinski. And it's great to have Dave sitting right next to us here at the table. Dave, always good to chat with you, my friend.
Where's Tommy Evans?
That's Tommy Evans is at your table.
That's his favorite.
Oh, Tommy Evans is your favorite
now?
Oh, yeah,
we all take a back seat.
Good to have you here, my friend. And from what I understand, high expectations at Lorraine High this year. You've got some talented youngsters out on that football field.
Absolutely. We got great kids, and they're working real hard. And we had a great day of practice today, and I think I lost my voice today. But, you know, our kids are doing all the little things that we want them to do academically and on the athletic field, so we're excited.
Boy, you heard the highlight coming out of the break. Just a superior talent in Nuss Bohannon, state champ. Zion Cross, you're going to have some speed. I mean, you're going to have some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Do you expect that to be pretty prolific this year?
Well, we're excited about that, but we build with the defense, and we're real happy with our defense right now. And all those kids you just mentioned play defense for us, and we want to play fast on defense, fast and physical. So hopefully we can, you know, you look around high school football anymore, everybody's scoring 30 points. So hopefully we can change that trend a little bit, start holding people down to 6, 7, 8 points a game. But our offense will be, we do have a lot of weapons, but we start with the defense.
It's not like your offense doesn't score points, though, Dave, right? I mean, last year, you know.
20 a game.
20 a game.
Oh, yeah. And the year before, I think we averaged over 35 a game. I mean, We've got weapons, but there's it's just our philosophy. I think since you've known me, we want to be a hard-hitting, physical defense and wear people down. So that's where we're going to start. And Zion and all those guys are on our defense. They're also on our offense, but it should be a fun year.
Dave, we were talking with Avon assistant coach Eric Kiesel before you came over to the table, just about numbers and how important it is, especially at Division I, to have numbers, to have depth. That's one thing that you've really concentrated on. Where are the numbers this year for Lorraine High?
We got good numbers. I think we're around 120, 9 through 12. But, you know, we made a commitment my first year to the freshman program, and we made a commitment last year to the JV program, so all those freshmen play JV. And we had kids on that JV team last year that were probably by midseason could have started on our varsity, but we had made a commitment. And so our junior class has won, and I think learning how to win and being a winner is important. So we're excited to see how that translates.
Rob?
Coach, reading the article about Nuss Bohannon in the Chronicle-Telegram, you know, athletically, I think everybody knows how gifted he is, football and basketball, what he does academically. You've been doing this a lot of years, a lot of places. How rare is a kid like that, and how good is he?
Well, Nuss is awful special. He's just a great kid, and everything that Nuss is getting, he's got by himself. I mean, his academics are outstanding. He's a phenomenal basketball player, and that's his first love is basketball. And so, you know, we're certainly excited for him. But as a football player, he's just naturally a great kid. He's 6'6". He's a good football player, and it's excited to be around him.
Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say another thing I wanted to ask you. Dave DeLucas was telling us that early on, obviously, they've got to be good because they start with Elyria, and then they go to Avon. You guys start at Midview, and then you go to Elyria. Two games that we'll have on WEOL and WEOL.com.
Right,
but does that make the challenge of the summer even tougher in realizing that you've got those two teams to start your schedule?
Yeah, how lucky could I be? I mean,
How lucky can one guy be?
I get to go to Midview, and then I get to the best quarterback in the area, and then I get to go to Elyria with probably the best running game in the area. So I'm a pretty lucky guy.
Well, you're not too bad either. I mean, you know, you try to do a Lou Holtz there with us, but, I mean, you guys are ready for those two games.
Yeah, we'll be ready, and it's exciting. It's good for our kids, our community, to play in big games. And obviously, heading over to Midview Game 1 will be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. The Crum kid's a special kid. I don't think there's been a quarterback come through this county in a long time like him. And then, of course, we head over to Elyria. That's a big rivalry.
Again, we're talking with Dave McFarland, head coach of Lorain High. Titans coming off a 5-5 season last year. Dave, you mentioned the fact that you think your defense could be outstanding. Now, this is a defense last year that gave up less than 14 points per game. So how much better can your defense become?
Well, I think we can get a lot better. We've got to play fast. We've got fast kids, and we've got physical kids. And, you know, I got a young man in Jeremy Wild, who's just a great young defensive guy, and he's done a nice job with our kids. So we're excited to see what they can do. But when you have a great defense, it takes pressure off your offense. And when there's no pressure on your offense, they can play a little freer, and it makes life a little easier for our young offense.
Dave, I'm sure when you came into Lorain, got hired by Brian Corey, you had goals, you had objectives, be it year one, year two, for however long you plan on being at Lorain. Is this program on track? Is it where you wanted it to be when you look back to when Brian said, Dave, you're our guy?
Right. Well, first of all, I'll be there as long as they want me there. They might fire me tomorrow. I never know.
I doubt that, Dave.
But second of all, yeah, you know, our first year we said we're going to focus on a freshman. They didn't have a freshman team for a couple of years. And the second year we're going to focus on the freshman and the JV team, which we did, because you just can't go from 0 to 60 without having a freshman team and a JV team. And that was the fundamental issue in Lorain, is they didn't have a foundation. There was no JV program, no freshman program. And kids would just come out, and then they're varsity players, but they're not ready for varsity football. So we're at a point now where we hope we can turn the tables a little bit and become a real Division I solid football program.
What's the next step in that process?
Well, obviously, we're excited about our varsity kids. We've got to continue to have great freshman program, which we do, and a great JV program, which we do. Our JVs practice separate from us, and a lot of schools don't do that. So we're excited about our numbers and excited about our kids. And ultimately, you know, you got to show up on Friday nights and you got to perform.
How big of a year is this year for your program overall? How big of a step would you like to see this team take?
Well, it's a big step. I think we're going to be a good football team, and we have high expectations. Obviously, the senior class this year is still a byproduct. They did not have freshman football. Nas didn't play his freshman year. Deshaun didn't play his freshman year. A lot of our seniors didn't play. So they've only got a couple years under their belt. Next year, that group played as freshmen. They're all back as seniors. So we have really high expectations for this season and going forward.
You're the only Lorain County school in the Lake Erie League. What can you tell our listeners about the LEL this year?
Well, the LEL is tough. Every team in the LEL has an Ohio State or a Michigan State recruit. If you really look at, Cleveland Heights got a kid that's Alabama's recruiting. The LEL is full of great athletes. It's an exciting league. It's a shame more people aren't in tune to it. So it should be fun because you get a lot of national attention in that league.
With Midview a week from Friday, and then, as Rob said, Elyria right after that, is your team where you want them to be about 10 days out from the opening kickoff?
No, they're not, but they're getting there, and that's all part of the process. I bet any coach you talk to say they're not happy yet, but, you know, we're pushing, and it's going to happen fast, so we'll see what happens.
Who'd you scrimmage, and what'd it show you?
Well, we scrimmaged. Our first scrimmage with University School went pretty good, and then we scrimmaged Amherst Saturday and felt pretty good about our defense on Saturday against Amherst, and offensively we moved the ball pretty well. So, you know, just little things we got to kind of clean up.
And one final thing before I let you go. Where did you learn the dance moves that I saw on display at your daughter's wedding this summer?
Well,
you were just cutting a rug out there this summer, Dave.
Well, you know, I'm really not a very good dancer. Just ask my wife. She tells me that. But
you thought you were that night.
Yeah. Well, my daughter had a deal that if you were coming to the wedding, you got to dance. So I don't think I had a lot of choice because, you know, it upset her. But I do want to put a shout out to my wife. I keep trying to call her. I'm out of money. And WEO, they didn't give me enough money here on my little credit card. So can you stop by Woofie's and bring a credit card?
Well, if Mrs. McFarland is listening, you think she is?
Oh, yeah. She won't answer her phone, but she'll listen to the daggone radio.
And that's the way it should be, Dave. That's the way it should be. Hey, always great to have you on. And I'll tell you what, I am really, really looking forward to it. I've got those first two games. I know you wanted Rob, but I got those first two. I got Midview and I got Elyria. Sorry to tell you that, Coach.
I'm just going to tell you, Rob is good, man. We never lose when he's there. So.
Yeah, I can switch it off.
Do it. It's done. I just heard it. He switched it. Rob, you're in.
Do I have to remind you? Last game I had with you, you didn't win, Coach.
Oh, all right. You're out there. Where's Tommy Evans?
Right. There you go. Well, we'll hope Mrs. McFarland brings you some more money, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday over at Midview. We'll be there, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. Dave McFarland, the head coach of Lorraine High. Always great to have him on. And, again, Rob, as you said, in all seriousness, you talk about two great games for the Titans to open things up. Midview a week from Friday, and then a Saturday afternoon Labor Day weekend affair with the Elyria High Pioneers. Dave will find out pretty quick what kind of football team he has.